Iraq is preparing for elections despite increasing violence there. A bomb struck central Baghdad today, killing at least 18 people. That comes after yesterday's attacks killed dozens in Baghdad. None of that is stopping candidates from standing in the national elections that are planned for March 7th.
And those candidates include the man we'll meet next. He left a comfortable life in America to run for Iraq's parliament. He's running in the northern city of Kirkuk, which sits on a kind of political fault line between rival ethnic groups. NPR's Quill Lawrence sent us this story.
Azadi Teaching Hospital overlooks the city of Kirkuk from the Kurdish section on the northern side of town. But the emergency room here serves Arabs, Turkmens, everyone in the city. It's a sensible place for Dr. Nejmuddin Karim to start a campaign to represent Kirkuk in the Iraqi parliament. 35 years ago, he was a guerrilla medic when the Kurdish rebellion against Saddam Hussein collapsed. He fled to America, where he became a successful neurosurgeon in Maryland. He raised a family there, but never lost his connection to the city of Kirkuk. On a tour of the hospital, Karim looks in on a young boy who is unconscious after a car crash. Across the room is a local judge nearly killed by a car bomb. The hospital sees 23,000 patients a month. Karim keeps shaking his head. There's no chemotherapy, no angioplasty, no CAT scan.
It's unfortunate because Kirkuk is so much rich in oil and everything, and if you have a head injury and you are brought to this hospital, they wouldn't know what's wrong with you.
Throughout his years away, Karim remained part of Iraq's Kurdish nationalist movement. He managed to stay neutral through the vicious internal disputes and is now a rare commodity in Iraqi politics, a well-known politician with a clean reputation. Kirkukis are fed up with the two main Kurdish parties, and that's probably why both have urged Dr. Karim to run. Iraq's Kurdish president, Jalal Talabani, has loaned him a bulletproof car. As the driver races through the city, Karim gazes out the window.
I mean, the U.S. has spent, hundreds of billions of dollars here in Iraq. Iraqi government doesn't know its priorities. It's so corrupt, so inept. It's almost hopeless. You would expect a little more. I mean, U.S. putting all that money. How could you become loved in this country if you really want to be loved? Is by giving services, not just corrupting people.
At 60, Karim is well known to a certain generation of Kirkukis because his father was a famous imam here. He's also known by his first name, Nejmuddin, to doctors like Niaz Ahmed Amin, the hospital director.
When I was a student in medical college, I hear about his name, just honored to me to see Dr. Nejmuddin.
But like most Kirkukis, Amin has no time for politicians.
The people here in Kirkuk, they look for somebody to improve their life. I think the people in Kirkuk, they will be more happy if Dr. Nejmuddin come back to hospital and work as a doctor and do his job.
Walking around Kirkuk's central market, the attitude towards politics mirrors the chilly, drizzling weather. The election makes no difference, says Abdul Hussein Sadoun, a Turkoman shopkeeper. The candidates are only serving themselves, not people, he says. Ducking into the warmth of a tea shop, several Kurdish laborers are wolfing down steaming bowls of white beans and eggplant with rice. An older customer says he remembers Nejmuddin Karim's father, the famous imam. He's from a noble family, and there's no one more deserving of a seat in parliament, says Amin Jaff. But most of the younger people in a barbershop down the street draw a blank at Karim's name. They're skeptical that anyone entering politics can help Kirkuk. Whether he's the son of a famous imam or the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, says one barber, he'll still be a big thief like the rest of them. Dr. Karim says he's aware of the atmosphere, and he says he's not under any illusions about single-handedly changing Iraq.
I think I can contribute to, you know, improving the situation. Even a small contribution, I think, can help. If you can help one person, I think it's still different. It's still better than not doing anything.
Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
And we have some more details on today's suicide bombing in Baghdad. This time it was a car bomber. The target was a police crime lab in the central part of the city. The explosion killed at least 18 people. This is the latest in a string of attacks that have struck the capital since last August. And the bombings stand as a challenge to Iraqi officials who want to show they've made the country safer and who are running for re-election in about 6 weeks.